This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
Oh, we got a very busy day today, obviously with the Belichick news, but yesterday, Nick Saban announcing his retirement. Eli Gold, the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, legendary voice of the Crimson Tide, I should add, on a Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out how we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. How are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
I am well. Good to be with you.
All right. Did this come as a shock to you as a man who hangs around Nick Saban? When did you feel like something like this was coming?
Well, I didn't think about it, really. I mean, it was clear we were closer to the end of his career than we were to the beginning. But, I didn't know anything was going to happen yesterday. I've never really asked him. You know, I may be the only person who hasn't asked him when he was going to retire. And I was surprised. It caught me off guard. It sure did.
This is a legendary program, obviously, with Bear Bryant and even Gene Stallings. But when he arrived in Tuscaloosa, what was the program? What was he walking into all those years ago when he came to Tuscaloosa?
Well, he was walking into a program, and this will sound funny to people, but we had gone 17 years without a championship. And that is very unlike Alabama. But from the days that Gene Stallings won that 92 title, all the way through the arrival of Nick Saban, we were mediocre to, pretty good, but not championship caliber. So that's what he was walking into.
His time at LSU, he spent 5 years there, so again, getting the conference, but it really kicks in Alabama where there's a real big shift in the way people are perceiving the conference. How much did he have a hand, not only in winning, but the way other coaches reacted to what Alabama was doing, how they recruited as Alabama was recruiting? How did he reshape the conference from his time, not only at LSU, but at Alabama mostly?
Not only the conference, he reshaped college football start to finish. Everybody made note of what he was doing, how everything he did was calculated. Everything he said was calculated. He needed, he is as close to a perfectionist as a person is going to be. So he is very much responsible for the growth of the SEC, the growth of the popularity of college football. He's done it all.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that perfectionist thing, and I remember talking to you years ago after Alabama had won the national title against Notre Dame and
right.
Talking about A.J. McCarron and Barrett Jones getting in this little – they're up by 35, and they're getting in – and afterwards he said, they're perfectionists. I'm proud of that. And how much did he do that to his players where even in a game like that, everybody wanted to get it right all the time, no matter time, place, or circumstance?
Well, that's why he worked them so hard. He didn't work these guys hard because he wanted them to get it right. He worked them so hard because he wanted to make sure they couldn't do it wrong. Everything was calculated. He even to this day, he has taught these guys how to be, grown-up adults, how to prepare for life beyond the National Football League, because, obviously Alabama has more players in the NFL now than does any other school. But that also means there's still hundreds and hundreds and hundreds who have come through Tuscaloosa who are not playing in the NFL or the Canadian Football League or one of the spring leagues. And he wanted to prepare all of those people for whatever was going to be next in their lives. So he's a teacher. That's what he is. He's a teacher who also coaches football, and he loves it. He just loves it.
It's one thing to say, yeah, Alabama and Nick Saban, they become an NFL factory, but I think you hit it right. I think there's got to be more emphasis on the men that left the program that didn't go on to the NFL, that didn't have careers in football, that still earned something from playing for him.
Exactly. I've said to so many interviewers here in the last few days that if you worked with Nick Saban, if you played for Nick Saban, if you, dealt with him on a daily basis like, we do, I said, if you didn't learn something about life from Nick Saban, it's nobody's fault but your own. It's nobody's fault but your own. If you listened and followed his directions – you are a much better person today. And he has made me a better broadcaster and a better person. And, you know, and he is a genuinely nice guy. You know, a lot of people have, you know, they see that 40-second soundbite after one of his press conferences or after a game, and he could, you know, be scowling and maybe yelling at a media member or something. You know, that's part of what he does, but that's not the real Nick Saban. The real Nick Saban is a very caring, loving person who really wants the best for everybody.
I have to ask you this, and because we have speculated this with other longtime coaches who have decided to retire, how much did he what did he see of NIL and transfer portal and the new way college football is changing? How did he see that? Did he like it, or did he see it as a challenge just to overcome like anything else?
Well, he saw it as a challenge. I don't know if he was totally enamored. He loved the idea that the players were getting money. He really was in total support of the players getting paid. I don't know if he liked the free agency that the transfer portal brought with it. So, you know, the game has certainly changed in large part over the years. But, you know, whether that was the reason he stepped aside, I don't know. I can't speak for him. And quite honestly, I've not spoken with him, you know, since he announced his retirement yesterday. He doesn't need to be bothered by me. So, you know, but yeah, there were a lot of things he liked, but a lot of things he didn't.
Eli Gold, the legendary voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, joining us here on Sports Map Radio to talk about Nick Saban. It's going to be a hard shoe to fill. Is it an internal? Do they look else? Do they look around? I know it's early. I get it. But like how does Alabama usually go about these kind of things?
They usually look around and get the best available person. That's what they've done over the years. There was a period of time where, you know, you had to have the University of Alabama pedigree, if you will, to be considered. That's not the case any longer. But, you know, a lot of people out there now, and you know, whomever, I'm just going to throw out a make-believe name here. This is not going to happen. But you take a look at, you know, if he say he goes to Kirby Smart and says, hey, come to Alabama. Well, Kirby has that Alabama pedigree because he's been there as a Nick Saban assistant. So, no, I didn't say he's hiring Kirby. Please understand me. I'm just using that as an example. So more and more people now have that pedigree. You know, Mike Loxley at Maryland, and I'm not saying he's hiring him. Please understand. But, you know, he was at Alabama. So everywhere you look, anybody who's any good has been at Alabama, you know, in one capacity or another, an analyst, an assistant coach, whatever. So, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily a part and parcel of getting hired any longer, but, you know, so many guys out there who would be logical, who would be potentially logical as new hires, most everybody has had some contact with Nick Saban and the Alabama program.
Eli Gold, thank you so much for joining us. You've always been an idol of mine. I really want to tell you this. In the 90s, when I was covering NASCAR, you signed my press credential and put your number down. And you said, call me if you need anything. I want you to know I've returned that favor after 30 years in this business as well. And I want to thank you for doing that for me back in 1994. I've always appreciated and always admired you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very, very kind. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Eli Gold, the legendary voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide, on a day to get that voice on the day we are processing Nick Saban's retirement that made the announcement yesterday. Again, we've got so much again with Bill Belichick. Pete Carroll, I don't want to ignore. Pete Carroll, 14 seasons in Seattle, 2 Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl championship, USC titles. I mean, he was with the Patriots, he was with the Jets, and he's now in this advisory role. But when you go back 2 years, there's a divorce between him and his quarterback. He can't even – Russell Wilson doesn't look like he's surviving the divorce. Pete Carroll doesn't look like he's surviving the divorce. But Nick Saban's news yesterday really had a lot of people processing the amazing legacy and what he's done. Like he said, changed college football. not just the SEC, but change the way people were doing all of that. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's as we roll along.